Shalom from Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were speaking about the Kofas HaVoish. We saw the give and take between Rav Ada Bar Ahava and Rav Huna. That Rav Huna says that the person's makif a katan is chayiv. Rav Ada Bar Ahava says to him, "So who is makif your children?" He says, "My wife." So he says, "What, your wife is going to bury her children for doing that? Shitaka buried her children." So the Gemara says, what's their argument? So the Gemara explains that Rav Huna holds that there's a hekesh between lo sakifu and lo sashchis. So women are not bahashchasa, they're allowed to be mashchis, they're zakon, they're also allowed to be makif. So that's why he had his wife Chova being makif the children. These women are allowed to be makif, because they're not bahashchasa. Rather Bar Hava holds, no. Echad anikif, echad amakif b'mashma. Pasuk is talking about both. They're both included in los sakifu. So we have a hekesh between the makif and the nikif. If the nikif is mischayiv, the makif is mischayiv. But if it's a katan, the nikif is a katan, the makif is a mischayiv. So Rav Huna says that a woman's allowed to do it. Rav Ada Bar Ahava says that you're allowed to do it to a katan, because since he's a nikaf and he's not mischayev, so the makif is also not mischayev. But a woman isn't allowed to do men. If one holds a woman's allowed to do men. So that's what the Gemara says. So we asked a long series of kashas, and now we're going to just try to shed some light on this. Based on the Torah of Moireinu v'Rabbeinu Zetzal. So Tosfos in Nazir explains that Rav Huna and Rav Ada Bar Ahava argue on 2 points. One, a woman doing hakafa to a man. Rav Huna says p'tura, because it's a hekesh tashchas. Rav Ada Bar Ahava says chayeves. Why? Because it's a hekesh of nikif to makif. If the nikif is aser, then the makif is also aser. And the other machlekes is makif is a cotton. Rav Huna holds chayev. Rav Ada Bar Ahava holds pater, because the hekesh of nikif to makif to nikif. Nikif is off the hook, the makif is off the hook. Explains Tosfos. But even though, even according to Rav Ada Bar Ahava, there's a hekesh that if you're kol sheyesh nei ba'ashchas, yesh nei ba'akofa, and that's why we're mimayit in Kiddush Namid Heim and Beis, isha me'akofa, so a woman is allowed to have her head rounded. That's because Pashtus HaPasuk is talking about the nikif. So that's the hashchas, it's the hekesh to hashchasa. Women aren't ba'ashchasa, women are allowed to be nikif. That the Rav Huna darshins le'sakifu and the makif, to say that just like they're not bashchasa, they're also allowed to be mekifos. There, Rav Ada Bar Ahava doesn't agree, and he says, "No, we're only makish what the ikar pasuk is makish, which is the ikar pasuk is talking about nikif. So we allow women to be nikif, but not makif." And that they argue about a katan explains Tosfos that Rav Huna, it's not mistaber that since it says in the Torah leisakifu, that it's mashma on the makif and the nikif, that we say because of this, if the nikif is not a bar chiyuva, then the makif is pater. Rav Ada Bar Ahava holds no. That's why the Torah says it in this lashon rabim, to tell you that when the nikif is not a bar chiyuv, the makif is also pater. Ayin sham b'divrei haTosfos. First of all, we have to understand the svar of Rav Ada Bar Ahava. He says, we can't be makish tashchasa, only the nikif. Only the nikif, we can mashchasa, says that's what the Ikar Pasuk is talking about, not the makif. Just because women can do ashchasa, they can't be makif. Why not? If the Ikar Pasuk is mukash, is equated to hashchasa, so why not what the what's secondary, what's ancillary, what's appended to the Ikar Pasuk, what's appended to the Ikar nikif is the makif. Just like the nikif is okay, then the makif should also be allowed to. Just like the nikif is equated to hashchasa, the makif is also, should be also be equated to hashchasa, and women should be allowed to be makif. So what's the svar of Rav Ada Bar Ahava to say no? Only what's in the ikar pasuk is equated to hashchasa, not what's appended to it. If what's the ikar is appended is equated to hashchasa, why not what's appended? What's only, what's secondary to the nikif, makif? Why isn't that also equated to hashchasa? So we have to understand that. We also have to understand It comes out according to Tosfos. There are two separate machlokes here. Number one, if the Hekesh Tashchas is only on the Ikar Pasuk, like Rav Adi Bar Hava holds, or even on what's Mislava in the Pasuk, like Rav Funa holds, even Makif is equated to Hashchas, and therefore women are allowed to do a kafan. There's another machlokes. If there's a Hekesh of Makif to Nikif, that Rav Adi Bar Hava holds, that Echad a Makif, Echad Nikif, b'mashma, and therefore we equate Makif to Nikif, that if the Nikif is Machayev, the Makif is Machayev, and if not, not. And Rafuna holds, no. Rafuna holds that we're not equating Makif to Nikif. And just because the Nikif is off the hook doesn't mean you're allowed to be Makif him. That's what Tosfos says, that there's two, seems to say, there are two separate machlokos here. Unrelated. Number one, if the Hekesh Tashchas is only on the Ikar Pasuk of Nikaf or even on much Misrab, even on Makif, like Rav Funa holds, the latter way. Another machlok is there Hekesh of Makif the Nikaf, like Rav Adi Bar Hava says, or not. And therefore, like Rav Adi Bar Hava says, only if the cotton is putter, then the Makif is also putter. However, the Gemara says, B'maiko Mifliki. And they bring a Hezber on the machlok is Be'isha. Right, is a woman off the hook for doing hakafa? So, Funa holds that we make a hekesh between makif and hashchasa. What does it mean, makif and hashchasa? Makif and hashchasa means that just like women are off the hook for hashchasa, women are also okay if they're makif. And Rav Adi Bar Hava holds that we equate Makif and Nikif. So if we equate Makif and Nikif, what does that mean? It means that where the Nikif is Mechayev, the Makif is Mechayev. If the Nikif isn't Mechayev, the Makif is also not Mechayev. What does this tell us about women? If the nikif is mechayiv, then women, makif is also mechayiv, and the woman's not allowed to do akafa. So that's their machlokes about women. Rav Huna holds women are pturos because we're makish the makif tashchasa. Rav Adi Bar Hava holds that women, Rav Huna holds women are pturos because we're makif tashchasa. And Rav Adi Bar Hava holds that, women are chayavos because we're makish nikif lamakif. And if we're chayavals nikif, we're also chayavals makif. So a woman's not allowed to do a kafa to a man. So that's what explained the machloikis about women. Whereas in the machloikis about makif is a cotton, which is are we makish makif lamakif, adarab, it's mashmal shana gemora, that Rav Huna agrees. That we should be makish, makif lenikif. And we should say, when the nikif is chayiv, the makif is chayiv. When the nikif is pater, the makif is pater. We should say that. Why does Rav Huna agree? Because the only reason Rav Huna lets the ladies off the hook is because he has a hekesh of makif tashchasa. Otherwise, women would be obligated. Why would women be obligated? Because if the nikif is chayiv, the makif is chayiv. It's the only reason Rav Huna let women off, because we have a hekesh between makif and hashchasa. Adrab, mashmi loshan agemara shebezem moide Rav Huna sheyesh lahakish. Rav Huna agrees we should be makish makif lenikif. It's only because of the hekesh of Ashchasa, Rav Huna patur women despite the hekesh. Of makif lenikif. But despite the fact that women should be chayiv because the nikif is chayiv, women are patur because there's a hekesh tash between makif, because the hekesh between Ashchasa and makif. But in theory, Rav Huna would agree. The Vadra had that were makish makif lenikif. ובאמת בירם גמורה למחלקס זו דקוטן, במה שבירם גמורס מחלקסם לעניין אישה המקפס איסו איש. The Gemara explains the machlokes about a cotton by explaining the machlokes about women doing hakafa on the man. They are connected, apparently, these two. These two disputes. The dispute about ish and the dispute about cotton. Because we explain the dispute about a cotton by explaining the dispute about Isha, meaning in cotton, Rav Huna Lechaira agrees with the Vada Barahava. And he holds we do make a hekesh between makif and nikif. And the only thing is that despite that fact, by a woman is going to be ptura, even though the nikif is chayev, because of the hekesh tashchasa. Because of the hekesh tashchasa. So it's not like it seems from Tosis these are two separate machlokos. It seems they're interconnected. According to Tosis, it seems there are two separate machlokes. One machlokes is the hekesh tashchas only on the ikar pasuk, or even what was misrab on the pasuk, even on the makif. And another machlokes is there a hekesh of makif to nikif. But these machlokos are intertwined. Because when it says that Rav Ada Bar Ahava Rav Huna patters a woman, it's because he agrees with Rav Ada Bar Ahava that we're makish makif lenikif. So why then is he pattering a woman when she shaves a man? Aye, the nikif is chayif. The answer is because we equate makif to hashchasa. So it's not like Tosis that these two machlokesim are not connected. They are. Gemara explains the machlokes about a cotton through the explanation of the machlokes about women. Rav Huna agrees that we're makish makif lenikif, and just by women he says differently because of the hekesh tashchasa, and between hashchasa and makif. Hope you're following, sweet friends. A little difficult, but it's worth the effort. They're two connected machlokos. We also have to understand that Loshan HaGemore is that the reason of Rav Ada Bar Ahava is because we make a hekesh between makif and nikif. Makif and nikif. If the nikif is chayiv, the makif is also chayiv. The nikif is potter, like a cotton. Then he's not a Barainshin, and the Makif is also not Chayiv. But according to Tosfos, that still doesn't bring to the Chiyuv of the woman. The reason of Rav Ada Bar Ahava is because we make a Hekesh between Makif and Nikif. But remember, Rav Ada Bar Ahava holds two things. Rather, Bar Ahava holds your pater for shaving a cotton, and that a woman is chayeves. So saying that according to Rav Bar Ahava, we makish makif, we're makish makif lenikif, we make a hekesh between the two, that doesn't explain women. That doesn't explain the chiyuv of women. Because there's a tzad to be pater women because of the hekesh from makif to hashchasa, like Rav Huna holds. Igaratan hurak machmas al makif leka hekesh ledide. The real reason is because there's no hekesh for makif. The pater the makif, that's why women are pater. That's why women are chayiv according to Ravada Barahava. So all Rav Gemara says according to Ravada Barahava is that he's makish makif lenikif. That only explains the din of a katan. That doesn't explain the chiyuv of a woman. That only explains the ptur of ktanim. But it doesn't explain the chiyuv of a woman. Gemara never tells us that. Gemara only tells us the hekesh of makif to nikif. And that's not enough to be mechayiv, a woman, against the hekesh of ashchasa. So why doesn't the Gemara tell us why Rav Ada Bar Ahava is mechayiv women? All it tells us is why he patur is one who shaved the cotton. Maybe he should still be mechayiv women. Maybe he should still patur a woman. He's being makish makif lenikif is not enough to patur a woman. It's not enough to mechayiv a woman. Because it's still tzad the path to her mitzad the hekesh of makif tashchasa. It seems from lashon lishna the Gemara that all we know is his p'tur of shaving a cotton, but we don't get where he's being mechayev a woman. Now we don't get from lashon Rav Ada Bar Ahava. According to Tosis, Rav Ada Bar Ahava holds that women are chayiv. Why are women chayiv? According to Tosis, because we have a hekesh of nikaf lamakif. But again, the hekesh of nikaf lamakif isn't mechayiv women. Because there's still tzatapat to her out the hekesh of makif tashchasa. So again, we have to understand the Sfar of Ada Bar Ahava, why he holds that only the Ikara Pasuk is equated tashchasa. I nikaf. Why don't we also equate makif? And therefore pater women. Also, according to Tosis, it seems they're two separate machlokas, but they're really not. They're really intertwined, as we explain. Machlokas about Isha makef is ish, and makef is a cotton are intertwined. Because it's mashm l'shvan ha-gemara that Rav Huna is moide that were makish makef l'nikef. Unlike Tosfos, who says that he doesn't hold this hekesh. The only reason Rav Huna patters women Smash Milash and the Gemara is because we have the hekesh to between Hashchas and Makif. That's why we're patering women. Otherwise, we'd be Mechayev women. Because Rav Huna holds of Ma'a the hekesh of Makif and Nikif. And since the Nikif is Chayev, the Makif is also going to be Chayev. The reason he patters women is because of the hekesh of Hashchas and Akafa. Doesn't seem like they're two separate machlokas, they're intertwined. Also, from Lashon of the Gemara, it's mashma that the reason Rabbi Adi Bar Hava is because we have a hekesh of makif lenikif, and that's why and that's enough. We have a hekesh of makif lenikif, and that's enough to explain everything. But the fiyam avur livrei atos is not enough. Because even after you have the hekesh of makif lenikuf, there's still a tzad according to Vada Barahav, according to it still doesn't bring a chiyuv of a woman according to Vada Barahav. Even though you're makish makif lenikuf, it still doesn't bring the chiyuv of the woman. Because there's still a tzad to be mechayiv a woman. Why would you be mechayiv a woman? It's not enough to be mechayiv the woman. Because you could still pater her, because you have the hekesh between hakafa and hashchasa. Like Rav Huna holds. So Rav Adi Bar Hava can also hold that. This the Gemara never tells us. Gemara seems to say that it's enough for us to know that he's that Rav Adi Bar Hava is makish makif lenikif. Is that really enough? Tell us that there's a chiyuv for a woman? That a woman is chayevus now? Because of the fiyam of vor b'divrei atosfos, there's still a tzad to pater women because of the heke, because of the hekesh of hashchasat hakafa. And yet we listen to Gemara, it's mashma that it's enough to know echad anikaf echad amakif, to tell us why, according to Rav Adi Bar Hava, women are obligated. But it's not true, because maybe women are still pater out to the hekesh of hakafat hashchasa. These are a few more tmios that we have to deal with. As mizeh nireh, v'mash yesh lachkor b'yisod ha'isur shel hashchatat pa'at harosh. We would like to investigate the yisod ha'isur of being mashchis peos halosh. Mitzad echad, we can say that the yisod ha'isur is the maisa hashchasa of netilas hapeos. The maisa kezeh asarto atorah. And the chiv of the nikaf will explain him to Shem. But on one hand, you can say the yisur is taking away the peos. That's the maisa. Mitzad sheni, we can say that the ikar is making the nikaf a mukaf. Rosh. Because now he's payasless. And then you will explain the chiyuv of the makif. So is it the maisa hakofa that's aser? Or the fact that he's a mukof that's aser? Ube pashtus. Toli hadovu ube mashenechaku atoisus benozil. Shekosvu sheikare isur shenemar bakorala nikafu. Toisus says that the ikar is on, isur is on the nikaf. And the makif is a ribui, because it's written veloshin rabim, the rivon, in makis chofom et beis, the warmas chodermel chamani writes, that the nikav is chayiv because that's pshat in the pasuk. Lo sakif u lo sanichu lahakif, temeiniach lahakif kemakif. There's one parish that the nikaf is chayiv because that we learned pshat in the pasuk. Lo sakifu means do not allow yourself to be nikaf. So somebody who allows it is like the makif. Or because it says Beloshen Rabim, Laisakifu. It's mashmitz going on both of them, Nikif and Makif. In the Ritva he brings both Perushim down. He says you need both. So we see that Adarabba, Laisakifu, they says that it's the Levant says it's talking about both of them. Laisakifu Atshrei Manse Kam Manse Rachmana. So Laisakifu Amakif Koi. It's referring to the Makif. El Shiashnam Ribuyim L'Rabu Sisanikov. That's in the first Lashon. We see that more in the first Lashon of the Rivan. That Meiniach L'Hakif K'Makif. In other words, the Icarus is the Makif. And Meiniach L'Hakif is like the Makif. Then we include the Nikif. In the second Lashon, it's Mashma both of them. But if you need both Lashonos, and the first Lashon says that the Icar is the Makif, because it's only Meiniach L'Hakif K'Makif. You can read, there's numerous ways to read this Rashi, this Levon. But if you read it that way, that the Iker Isser is on the Makif, and Meiniach L'Hakif, one who lets oneself be Nikif, is like the Makif. So like Los Akif is talking about the Makif. And then we just include the Nikif. So it would come out according to this, that according to Tosfos, the Iker is on the Nikif, and according to the Rivan, the Iker Isser is on the Makif. Because according to Tosfos, the Iker is Bashui, the Mukaf Roshu. The Iker Isser is that one's making oneself a Mukaf Rosh. That's the Nikif. And then we have a Ribui in the Pasuk. That somebody who creates this change of making somebody a Mukaf Rosh is also Chayiv. Kein shita sarambam b'metam yisakoyin amam b'schaveru kalayim v'tzasser lecha mishnah per gimel me'uchat zavel lecha hey that equated between the two and hakafa that vadei mitzias iser is of the coin of the loivish ayin sham lecha mishnah. I didn't see inside either equates those two to makif akopanim. The Metzias HaIsser is on the coin on the Loivish. Just somebody who creates this Metzias is included in the Chiv as well. So hopefully at a future juncture, we'll talk about this at great length. So that's according to Tosfos, that the Icarus is being a Nikif. Just somebody who makes him is also included. Mashenken Ladas HaRivan. V'haritva l'perush kama. If you follow the first perush of the Rivan, which we said the Iker is the Makif, because somebody who lets himself be a Nikif is like the Makif, but the Isser is the Makif. And we have a ribu from the Pasuk, that Meniach Hasatzma l'hakif is k'makif. In other words, the Nikif is a Shutif, is a partner, and the mice of the Makif by letting him. It's also like he's doing a Maisakof. So according to this Perush, the Iker is Isser is the Maisakof. And the Nikif, it's like he's doing a Maisakof like the Makif. But the Iker is the Maisakof. Mashenken, according to Tosfos, the Iker is being a Nikif. Just somebody who creates this Metzias is also going to be Chayiv. You go with the second Perush of the Rivan, there he says that's Lashna Dekra. The Lashna of the Pasuk is Lo Sakifu is both of them. There are two Gidrei Yisr in the Pasuk, the Maisa Kofa and becoming Bimitsiya Samukov. That's a third Gather. Now we have three possible Gdorim in the Yisr of Akofa. It's the Maisa, primarily the Maisa of the Makif, and the Nikif, who lets him do it. It's like he's doing the Maisa. He's a Shutif to the Maisa. That's the first parish of the Rivan, Ritva. We have that the Ikar Isser is being a Nikif. Somebody who makes him a Nikif is also a partner in this Isser, and that's Tosfos. Or both, because the Pasuk is Beloshon Rabim. So the Ikar is both doing the Mais of that Kof and being a Nikif. The Fiza Yesh Leimar Bebil Divrei HaTosfos Ben Nazir. The Tosfos holds that this is the Machloikis of Rav Huna and Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Rav Huna holds that the Ikar is the Maisa HaKofa. And on this, Mitzad Echad, we learn from a Hegesh Tashchasa that a woman isn't Issa Aser, or a woman isn't forbidden to do this Maisa HaKofa. Mitzad Sheni, there's no place to say that if there's no ashara on the nikif, then the makif shouldn't be chayiv. Sherei belav hachi ein chiyuv atzmi the nikif. There is no chiyuv atzmi on the nikif. It's only on the makif. So don't tell me that just because there's no ashara on the nikif, there's also no ashara on the makif. Ma pitom. The nikif anyway doesn't have an isser atzmi. So even if the nikif is off the hook, there's still going to be a chi of makif. The only reason the nikif is chayiv is because he's mitstariv to the maisa makif. So how's it shayach to part of the makif when nobody is mitstariv to him? Ma pitom. So that's shitas Rav Huna. The Rav Huna holds, we learn a hekesh from Ashchasa to Hakafa, that a woman is off the hook. Mitzad Sheni, he doesn't like Rav Ada Bar Ahava, that we equate the makif to the nikif, that only if the nikif is chayiv, the makif is going to be chayiv, because mazeh kashul, the Ikar Isser is on the Maisa Hakafa. So women are off the hook if they do a maisa kafa to a man, just like they're off the hook if they do a maisa shchasa. But if there's a ptur for the nikaf, that is not going to patter the makif. Because the makif can be chayiv even without the nikif being chayiv, because the isser is on the makif. There's going to be no ptur for doing a kafa to a katan, because the katan's patur is not going to patur a patur anybody else. The makif. Mashenkein Rav Ada Bar Ahava, he holds that the ikar is ba'ashvuye shechol ba'nikif, that the nikif is mukaf rosh. Shetasiyas ashvuye ze asra Torah gam al makif. The Torah assered the makif in making the nikif a nikif. V'lechein omnam yeshno hekesh la'ashchata. So there is a hekesh between hashchas and hakafa, but the hekesh is on the yisoid ha'isser, on the foundation of the prohibition. Dahainu, Shebeisha ain iser ba'ashvuye oisa lenikif, kishem delesa ba'ashchasa. In other words, what's the ikar iser here? The ikar iser, the yisoida iser, is to be a nikif. That's Rav Ada Bar Ahava. And therefore, Rav Ada Bar Ahava holds that since the ikar iser is to be a nikif, we're only going to make an equation between the nikif and ashchasa. Just like women are not forbidden in Hashchasa, women are also not forbidden to be nikafos, because that's the Ikar Isser. But makifos man dochar shmei, who says a woman's allowed to be a makif, not pitam. A woman's not allowed to be a makif according to Rav Adibar Ahava. Because she's only pater in the Ikar Isser, so there's no Hashchasa for a woman, there's no nikah for a woman. But makif, she's not allowed to do. Avakol sheyeshna yisoy the iser benikif. If the nikif has an iser, and the iser of the makif is anyway because of what he does to the nikif, what does it matter if it's a man or a woman? Anyway, there's no iser atzmi. It's only because of the nikif, and that applies to a man just like it, a woman just like it applies to a man. And that's what Taisa says, that the Hekesh is on the Ikar of the Pasuk. Because the Ikar of the Pasuk is what asers. Umakav ish, machmes l'sad, Ikar haikol da'asu. Somebody who's makif, a man, it's going to be aser because of what it says in the Pasuk. The Ikar of the Pasuk. And therefore, if there's no nikuf, there's no going to be no isser on the makif. If we hold that the ikar isser is on the nikuf, and there's no isser on the nikuf, there's also not going to be no isser on the makif. And that's why Rabbi Rahava says, you're pater if you're makif the katan. It's hacheni, if a woman is makif a gadol, since there's a nikuf, and the isser makif is making a nikuf, so she's also going to be aser. Bal kochach shegam hi asura sherei lo humat el ashviyei de isha bilvad v'kan ashviyei de isha asur. When's a woman excluded? When you're doing something to the woman. When it's about the woman, then she's excluded. So she's excluded from hashchasa. She's excluded from hakafa. But here the problem is what you do to the man. What does it matter that it's a woman doing it to a man? The issur is what's being done to the person. The issur is the person who's receiving the treatment, the nikif. So what does it matter if it's a woman doing it or a man doing it? So we see that the two machlokos really are interrelated, according to what we're saying now. The Gemara was mamid one against the other. In other words, it's not two separate issues here. But there's one issue of, do we equate hakafa to hashchasa? And another issue, do we equate nikaf to makif? The Rufuna holds, we equate hakafa to hashchasa, and therefore women are off the hook. And Ravada holds that we equate makif to nikaf, and therefore you could do it to the child. So this machlokes, this is one against the other. So this explains everything. Both women and children, for both Rav Adibar Ahava and Rav Huna. Because it's really one machlokes. What's the machlokes? Is the iser on the nikif? Or is the iser on the makif? According to Rav Huna, the Ikar Isser is on the makif, the maisa hakafa. And therefore, what is Rav Huna saying? Rav Huna says, the Ikar is on the maisa hakafa. And therefore, when it comes to hashchasa, we have a hekesh. Women are off the hook for doing hashchasa. So the male women are also off the hook for doing hakafa. And mitzad sheni, we can't say that if there's the nikaf is patur, the makif is also patur. Ma pitam? Ma pitam? Ain't kol makom lo marshim ain azara le nikaf shelo yehi chayav a makif. The makif can be chayav even if the nikaf isn't, because the ikar iser is on the makif. All the nikaf is mitztarif to the makif. But if the nikaf happens to be pater, then the makif alone is going to be chayav. Therefore, if Huna holds that women, the ikar iser is hakafa, and since women aren't included in the iser of hashchasa, they don't have beards, so they can't destroy their beards, therefore they're not chayiv in that. They're also not chayiv for doing hakafa, because the ikar iser is on the maisa hakafa, and they're not chayiv, a chayiv is on the maisa hakafa. But he, because of this, he also won't agree, this is against Ravada Barahava. Ravada Barahava holds the way the hekesh of makif to nikif. Rafuna doesn't subscribe to this. Because just because the nikif is off the hook, why does that make the makif off the hook? The makif is the ikar iser. So what does it matter whether it applies to nikif or not? Nikif is only mitzdarif. Just because it's not mitzdarif doesn't mean the ikar iser is going to apply. That's all Rafuna. And Avada Barahava, he goes against Rafuna. And he says that the Ikar Iser, this he doesn't say explicitly, this is the Chiddush, the Ikar Iser is the Nikif. And therefore we can equate the Makif to the Nikif. The Nikif is Chayiv, the Makif is also Chayiv. But this katan, since the katan is pater, so the nikif is pater, so the makif is also pater. Since the ikar iser devolves on the nikif, so if the nikif is pater, i.e. katan, then the makif is also going to be pater. Whoever does it to the katan. What about Isha? What about Isha? The answer is that a woman is going to be chayeves. Why is a woman going to be chayeves? Because Ravada Barahava holds that the ikar iser is on the nikaf. So what does it matter that women are equated to hashchasa? Could be that the Ravada Barahava agrees we equate hakaf and hashchasa. So women are off the hook for hashchasa, they're also off the hook for hakaf. But that doesn't apply when they're mekifos. Because the ikar iser is the nikaf. So since the ikar iser is the nikaf, what does it matter that women don't have a problem with hakafa? But the ikar iser is on the nikaf. Of course they're going to be chayavas. According to Rav Huna, that the ikar iser is on the makif. So women don't have a problem being a makif and their own beards, so women don't have a problem with being makif in someone else's. A woman can be makif a cotton. Obviously, not a gadol. Gadol is other problem. She's causing the gadol to sin. But by cutting, she can do it. Because the ikar iser is the makif, and she doesn't have, this makifa doesn't have an iser. That's Rav Huna. Rather, Rav Hava holds the ikar iser is the nikif. So if when it comes to a cutting, doesn't matter who's makif the cutting. Because the nikif is off the hook. There's no iser for the nikif. So the male is going to be no iser for the makif. When it comes to women doing hakafa, if the nikif is chayv, then they're also going to be chayv al tzmakif. Because the ikar iser is being a nikif. And they're mitzdarif to that. So they can't be makif somebody else. Themselves, they could be makif, but not somebody else. Who has an iser nikif? So that would explain why the Gemara was mamid zeh keneged zeh. Rufuna savar lo sakifu, we make hakafa between hakafa and hashchasa. And avada bar hava learns echad a nikif, echad a makif. That we have a hekesh between makif and nikif. Because Rufuna holds the Icarus is the makif, and the male women aren't bashchasa, they're not bakafa, the women could be makif. We can't say that the makif is like that if the nikif is off the hook, the makif is off the hook, because the nikif is in the ikarissa, the makif is the ikarissa. So what do we care whether the nikif is off the hook? So you can't be makif a cotton. So women can. According to Rav Huna, the ikar is the iser makif. So women are fine being makifos. Because the ikar iser is hakafa. And they're pater from hakafa. They're pater from being a makif. So women can be makif. But we don't say makif la nikif, that it's okay to be makif, that if it's a cotton, then a man can be makif a cotton. Mapitom. The ikariser is the makif. So a man can't be makif a cotton because the ikariser is the makif. Doesn't matter that the nikif is pater. That's Rav Huna. Rather, Bar Ahava holds that the ikariser is the nikif. So a male that explains cotton, that since the cotton is pater, someone who's makif a cotton is also pater. Even an ish. And he also holds that since the ikar is the nikif, a woman can't do it. A woman can't be makif because there's an iser on the nikif. What does it matter that she's off? She's ptura. But here the ikar iser is on the nikif. She can be makif herself, but now when there's an iser on the nikif. Therefore, Vada Bar Hava holds that a woman can't be makif. A woman cannot be makif an ish. Because Vada Bar Hava holds the ikar iser is on the nikif. And since the nikif is chayiv, so the woman, the makif, is also going to be chayiv. And when it comes to a katan, whoever does it is going to be pater. Because the ikaris is on the nikif, and the nikif is pater. So the male, whoever does it, is pater. So saif dovra kol nishma, the machlek is here between Rav Huna and Rav Ada Bar Hava, is what's the ikaris? Rav Huna holds the ikaris is in the makif. Rav Ada Bar Hava holds the ikaris is on the nikif. Rav Huna holds the ikaris is on the makif. Mimela, women are permitted by hashchasa. They're also permitted by hakafa, regardless of who the, even if the nikaf is a katan. Male katan. Madrahada holds the ikar is the nikaf, is being a nikaf. Mimela, somebody does to a katan is pater, because the katan is pater. But he holds there's no difference between when you're makif a man, there's no difference between an ish and an ish. Mamish the same thing, because the ikarisu is the nikif. According to Rafuna, a woman's not as bad, because the ikarisu is the makif. So if there's an avera being done here, because the nikif is being... his head's being rounded. So maybe the fnaver, hopefully we'll get to that. The Ikar Isser, according to Vada Rahad, is on the Nikaf. And therefore, it doesn't help us that it's a woman. So we still have a lot more to talk about. Mitzvah Hashem, if you stay tuned, hopefully we will continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.